Greetings, this is James Gillen, and I'm your host. There's a lot going on right now, but before we get to the Q&A, you know, first I want to talk about the massive 8.7 quake in Russia. I mean, it's all over the place, 8.8, 8.7, 8.0, everybody's, but I, you know, the last numbers were 8.7, but we asked if it was man-made, and they said no. So a lot of the conspiracy theorists out there are saying it is man-made, and that was my first conclusion. But anyway, they said it wasn't. They said the Kuril Kamchatka Trench is known for volcanic and quake activity with, you know, a series of 9 to 7 magnitude quakes over the years. And like Kluchevskaya Sopka, the biggest volcano in the range with over 300 volcanoes, has erupted as well. So 29, you know, you've got 300 volcanoes and 29 are active there. So, you know, obviously that is a point where all this energy coming into the Earth is going to be released. That's one point. You know, the other major fault lines are going to, and volcanoes are going to be the others. So there have been thousands of aftershocks with over 5 and 6 magnitude quakes, and expect more to come. They're expecting some 7, you know, aftershocks. So anyway, we talked about this. The Earth is expanding with a lot of new land being formed. And we also asked about Hawaii, if it was in danger. And, you know, we, those that know us, we have a little coffee farm there. And it'll eventually become an eCity satellite. It's just not set up yet. You know, we have like one bathroom. So anyway, you know, they said a wave under 7 feet would be all that would eventually hit Hawaii. And the highest waves measured oscillated at a little over 9 feet. So they told us not to worry about that one. And nothing really happened. So anyway, the chaos generated with all the fear and evacuations did a lot more damage than the wave itself. So we're all getting a crash course and going within, becoming the observer, shifting from reactionary mind and, you know, depending on external sources, you know, to creationary mind and going within. Now, if you're tapped in and meditate, you ask, is it my highest and best good to evacuate? You know, how damaging is this going to be? And is it my highest and best good to going to town? Am I going to get caught in all the crazy traffic and evacuation energy? I mean, that happened to me. I just got caught and I wasn't paying attention. And I didn't have a good feeling about going into town. I should have listened. And I went into town into Hood River, and they had, I talked about it earlier, they had a fire. They closed down the highway and to get home till like 11 o'clock at night. So it's so important. We need to really pay attention. Attention to our inner sensitivity during these times. And, you know, it's you know, also too, the last few shows, you know, we have made it very clear there'd be some very large quakes coming up in volcanic eruptions. And being on the coast and near the fault lines are not good ideas in the days to come. And we've also talked about the fires far in advance. You know, I have cassette tapes. I pulled one out with Ezekiel, and he was talking about all the fires and the source, the forces behind them, let's say. And and that was, God, that was back in the 80s, late 80s. So anyway, you know, we always say eSETI is the news 40 years in advance, you know, so. Anyway, they said, you know, we talked about they're clearing the way for smart cities as a part of population reduction, Illuminati, deep state, total control program. So anyway, the weather manipulation also falls into this category. You know, we'd be remiss if we ignored the gene editing, experimental bioweapon injections, again, falling into the population reduction programs. And for those still lining up with their families to get these injections, thanks for removing yourself from the gene pool, and shame on you for not doing the research that would have saved your children and grandma and grandpa. Anyway, the real epidemic is cognitive dissonance and denial. I mean, that's the epidemic right now. Is too bad they don't have a cure for terminal narcissism and stupidity. You know, they don't have a shot for that. If they did, they'd be great. Anyway, the Dems could sure use one. And speaking of Dems, Arizona just underwent a major lockdown due to massive tunnels found coming in from Mexico. You know, California has the same problem. The drug and sex trafficking, along with unvetted illegal aliens, won't end until you remove those who are allowing it. It's that simple, you know. Why are the Democrats so hell-bent on defending rapists, murderers, child and sex trafficking? You know, despite the rise in crime and adverse effects on American citizens, they want these rapists and murderers back on the street, you know. They don't want them deported. You know, what are they gaining from supporting this? And I think it goes way beyond the votes. It's part of a Take Down America program. But it's like they want a communist situation. But anyway, more into that later. Anyway, whether man-made or not, the Earth is going through major changes on every level due to natural sun cycles, the increase in solar flares, CMEs, and moving into a highly energized section of the galaxy. So the introduction of higher consciousness and energy is what is behind the changes. So speaking of which, Inky is back with an eighth-dimensional ship, you know, beyond imagination. Enlil and Marduk never made it past the fourth dimension due to not letting go of the power over others addiction. And let's not forget it was Marduk that made a pact with the reptilians for total supremacy of the Earth, warring on his own people and bringing in draconian law, which is finally coming to a close. Thanks to the White Hats. Anyway, White Hats and a whole multi-dimensional contingent. But anyway, getting back to Enki, you know, he loves us. He's aligned with the council ships to assist in the planetary liberation. The Andromedan, Arcturian, Sirian, Pleiadian, and the Orion Council of Light ships, a consortium of very spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations, have joined the party. And it's a game-changing event. So anyway, universal law is pressing in, eventually putting an end to the draconian law and tyranny. The Pleiadians have more genetic stock due to terraforming in the colonies of Atlantis and Lemuria, which actually they started, which got into turf wars again and fell. But anyway, therefore, the councils have decided they'd be entrusted with the Earth because they have more genetic, both human and biological, than anybody else, any of the other groups. So they're extremely involved in the awakening, healing, planetary liberation, and ascension process. Here's a good one. NASA, aka Never a Straight Answer, is finding it harder and harder to cover up the fact that we are not and have never been alone in the multidimensional universe. A ship was just filmed doing over 4 million kilometers per hour traversing the Earth. That'd be an 18-hour trip, I think, to Mars, but might be one of ours due to the fact that we've been going back to the moon and Mars since the 60s, you know, and not with rockets, I might add. We also have jump ropes. You know, you can go in there and go into the jump room and walk out the other side and you're on Mars. But anyway, also a large boomerang, looks like a V-wing, you know, 11 miles wide. It's also been filmed and leaked by NASA. You know, allegedly, SETI claims to have tracked three gigantic ships, one 150 miles wide and long. And, you know, then there's Atlas and Oumuamua, you know, making course corrections, speeding up and slowing down. I think they give them these names just so we can't pronounce them, you know, but part of the cover up. No, I'm just kidding. But, anyway, yet all the official disclosure projects have shown us is a controlled narrative, you know, a fuzzy tic-tac, most likely one of our back-engineered ARVs, alien reproduction vehicles. All right, let's show those videos. All right, after a 70-plus year fail at disclosure, Einstein summed it up by saying it's a sign of insanity doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. In other words, the controlled narrative and the entertainment industry, in the UFO community has little or nothing to do with contact or disclosure. In fact, no spiritually or technologically advanced off-worlders or in-earth beings will have anything to do with it. Anyone who is authentic, anybody with the real knowledge of spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders is censored. All you have left is posers, shills, their gullible followers, and the critically thinking and integrity impaired. So reason this. Who would civilizations that have transcended division, war, and disease, and they have fearless energy and countergravity be a threat to? Who would the med beds be a threat to? Think about it. And maybe the war and disease profiteers, the oil and gas industry, those enslaving humanity through dependency, the controllers. Now you know why we don't have contact with the masses, while at the same time, negative ETs have been interacting with humanity and the Earth with impunity, since the deal made in 1954 by Eisenhower and Majestic 12. So they were given a choice to work with the Pleiadians, referred to as the Nordics, with the stipulation that we had to get rid of our nukes. The Greys came later and made a deal with the stipulation they would give us technology and weapons if we allowed them to do experiments on humanity. In other words, we could keep the nukes, so guess where they went? And my question is, were any of us aware of these meetings? Did we as a planet have anything to say about it? Did we have any say-so whatsoever? Maybe it's time to make a deal, make a whole new deal, raise our voices concerning contact with benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced off-worlders. The old agreement with the Greys is coming to a close. So I think really now is the time to really put it out there. Just say, we, those who are aligned with God, Creator, Great Spirit, those who are here in service, the benevolent ones, it's time to put a call out and say, hey, we could use some help. If we're successful, we'll have a quantum leap in consciousness and energy and evolution. And, the med beds will be here and the kids will be out of the hospital, those dying of cancer, and, veterans are going to get their legs back, and we'll have fearless energy, countergravity, anti-gravity, everything. We'll have fearless energy. We can totally clean up the planet and take a quantum leap in evolution. And that's what I'm all about. That's why I'm doing this exact. I'm all about the awakening, healing, and liberation, of humanity, the Earth. So anyway, that's where we're coming from. The question we have to ask now is, are the same people in charge of our destiny? Who is behind the censorship, the controlled narrative? Who's financing it? Who are the players? Who are the shills, the posers, the integrity challenge behind the failed disclosures? And they're standing right in front of you on stage, on your TVs. They're in the news, all part of the controlled narrative. So they're sucking all the oxygen out of the room, along with the funding as well. I mean, these people are raking in hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, and their come from is completely wrong, and they're part of the controlled narrative, basically. And we have to realize that. So we have to ask ourselves, what have they produced other than leading you astray from doing your own research and having your own sightings and contacts, with the benevolent ones? Bing, did the light just go on? The bell just ring? And let me tell you from personal experience what happens to the authentic. First of all, you're censored, then your character assassinated, and the competitive backstabbing UFO community eats you alive, and the military and deep state come after you. You get shot at, have your brake lines cut, lug nuts taken off, you get deplatformed, debanked, and all the weaponized agencies seem to come after you, even using local governments to shut you down. And then there's the constant attack by grays, reptilian serpent beings, and a plethora of unseen negative entities. And they also have some other toys they like to shoot at you, psychotronics and things like that. Now, if you're a poser, and if you're batshit crazy or just keep the negative agenda going, you're not a threat. And then there's the shills, planned opposition, shaking their fists at the government with one hand, the other hand, taking cash behind the back, putting it on their leggings and dancing with the Rockefellers at Bohemian Grove. Do some research on that. Look at the Rockefeller Initiative, and then you'll know it is a controlled narrative. But anyway, we call them the ungodly, the morally and integrity challenge, and they're the ones running the show right now. But that's coming to an end. The ships are coming, disclosure's coming from the heavens, and they can't stop it. And the ones coming in now want nothing to do with these guys. So their time is up. So what is going on behind the scenes is just truly disgusting. Yet these are the idols worshipped in the UFO community. It's no different than the political, music, and movie industry, all controlled by the satanic Luciferians at the top. So, you just might as well invite Epstein and Diddy's keynote speakers, to some of these conferences. So, but no, seriously, I hate to burst your bubble, but this is all being exposed right now. So do your research. I can't tell you how many times our information has been plagiarized, read verbatim as channeled messages by posers. And we have no problem with people putting out our messages and information. Just be honest. Don't use the information to gain notoriety, fame, cash in, or drawing attention to or elevating self. I don't mind if you have a good, everybody's got to make a living. So, I don't mind if you sell merch or do other things to keep things alive or even get donations. But just, kind of do a little, be a little respectful, like say, hey, this is what he said he is saying, put it out there where it came from. All right, next topic. All hell's breaking loose in Washington, D.C. As predicted, karma is taking its course. And did you ever notice the accusers in the past are all getting caught for what they accused others of doing? I mean, I watch these Democrats just shaking their fists and making all these accusations, even some rhinos, and everything they're accusing others, they themselves are doing on a massive scale, basically. So the entire deep state is being weeded out. They're falling on their own swords. And remember those little sayings, as you sow, so shall you reap. Live by the sword, die by the sword. Whatsoever you do unto others will be done unto you. The basics. Buddha said a fool and his mischief, are like fresh milk. It surely will sour as the cart follows the horse that, it will catch up, basically. So anyway, everybody's saying, you can't, you might get away for a little while, but you might get a little time, but that's it. There is a reaction to your actions. Anything outside of universal law, as we've said earlier, and we'll continue to say, is it's going to have a reaction or karma. So I like the one, how about all ill-gotten gain will be taken and given back to those it was taken from? That's a good one. That's another universal law. Is another one is you cannot take from another or keep what is not rightfully yours. These are all basics that we've strayed away from. And also, nothing is hidden, in your light review. You'll experience all the pain, suffering, and loss you brought upon others. And can you imagine the Bidens, Fauci, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, the Clintons, and the Obamas, just to name a few? Can you imagine their light reviews, what they're going to be like? They're going to have to sit there and observe everything they've done that was out of integrity. And they're going to feel the consequences of it. How it affected others. That's going to be a good one. It's like, anyway, almost, imagine the majority of the leaders' light reviews in almost every institution. Those living a morally and integrity challenged life at the expense of humanity and the earth, it has consequences. So whether you warn your victims or not, it's called universal law upon which stepping outside of creates karma. And as universal law on high presses in, it sheds a light revealing everything that's not aligned with it, along with amplifying and accelerating the karma, the reaction to the actions. So the higher consciousness and energy flooding the planet, some of which is connected to the advanced civilizations on these massive ships, is also accelerating the process. So it's never too late to turn your life around, get on the right side of light, and be of service to humanity and the Earth. And to be honest, it's the only option left other than the downward spiral, eventually leading in total collapse, losing everything. So not just your assets and kingdoms, your physical body, will be going down too, because it's not frequency specific to Earth's ascension process. And your very soul is in peril on this one. So what you do on Earth affects your future incarnations. So how'd you like to end up on a plane with people just like you? It's either a scary or wonderful thought. To me, I think about that. To me, it'd be kind of awesome, except for my bad humor. We'd have there'd be so much bad humor flying, we'd be in trouble. But I've mastered judgment, even in humor. So anyway, good news is those massive ships coming in are benevolent, signaling game over for the tyrants. So anyway, there's so much going on right now. It's a multidimensional event, and most people that just think they're a body and a personality have not a clue. They don't have a clue what's going on, and the tyrants have they have a program for them, and they need to wake up and step out. But anyway, on that note, I want to get to the Q&A. We promised that we'd be doing some Q&A. So my lovely assistant, Kathy, will be reading the questions.
Can you tell me what it means, in your opinion, that my eyes shooting out a mostly blue, whitish light?
Really, that's a form of enlightenment, basically. You start seeing eyes, seeing lights coming out of the eyes. I know some masters that have red lights shooting out of their eyes, red and yellow, and you go, whoa, when you see it, and nobody else, problem is most other people won't see it. Most people won't even see it. But if you're awake or you're enlightened, not woke, awake, or if you're enlightened, you'll see the light coming out of people's eyes.
Can you explain how timelines are shifted, folded, or collapsed? I think you said 6-4 was a day ETs changed our timeline. I recall feeling like I was walking around in slow motion, like being in water.
Yeah, there actually today's Thursday. We're pre-recording this, and there's one going on right now as we speak. And I really start feeling around noon time is when you really start, they start hitting. And it is, you just, everything just slows down. You really just need to go lay down for a while and let it. I have a little mantra, this too shall pass, and I stop fighting it. Now I just go and lay down for a while and assimilate it and take my shoes off and walk on the ground, get grounded, get a reset, for the Earth's frequencies. But definitely, it seems like almost every 3 days.
How do they do it?
What I see is that there's scientific explanations for this, but it's like you have linear time, and they'll just fold, they'll fold it. They'll take this one and fold it over to, and to, like, I don't know how many years they jump. And then so on the timeline, we'll have this big, really nasty event getting ready to happen. And you feel it, you go, oh God, this feels so, all hell's gonna break loose here. This is bad. And then all of a sudden, they jump it and they go over here to the next level, further in time, and we miss it, and we miss that event. And so they're doing that a lot right now. They're jumping us. They want us to have gain the wisdom from the experiences and experience the energy around it, but they'll jump the timeline. They'll jump. I don't know how far advanced they go. It depends on what they're trying to do.
That explains that sense of doom we feel sometimes.
Yeah, you feel this total sense of dread or doom, like, and all of a sudden you wake up the next day and it's gone. You go, wow, what happened?
It is
Yeah, there's a lot of
happening.
divine intervention too.
Might there be a mental download from our star family for everyone rather than an EBS?
Say what now?
Might there be a mental download from our star family for everyone rather than an EBS?
What's it? Oh, I see.
Emergency
Emergency
broadcast.
broadcasts. Yeah, that is happening. That is happening. But, being realistic, basically, I think that download is not for everybody. There are people that just, I mean, as I said before, they're in such denial. And a lot of people are narcissists, and they're so socially engineered, they're not receptive. And a lot of things too, if you've that blocks the connection as well. You have to work at it. You have to clean up your system, clean up your spiritual, your mental, emotional, and physical bodies, and detox, and so you can receive this information.
Has there been an uptick in paranormal activity? Seems to be an uptick around me lately, is what she says.
Yeah, there's a major uptick. What we're seeing here is we're seeing a lot of light out the side vision, because the cones in your eyes pick up the other dimensions in peripheral vision. And we're seeing, we just saw a Bigfoot walk right across in front of us, four of us, and we all saw it, all four of us saw it,
The
but it was
lamp,
phased out.
the lamp the other day that was standing on
Oh
its head.
yeah. And they're actually doing physical things to show us that they're here. They were holding the lamp up at this weird angle, and we're Kathy and I are both looking at it, going, "What is going on there?" And all of a sudden, we see it move down and set back down. And we asked who was doing that, and it was a fifth dimensional. Was an ascended,
Yeah, it was a sin
ascended being.
man. Yeah.
It was a 5D human being, I guess, that some of the Earth guys are doing that. And the thing is, they're there. We just can't see them. We're just looking in the third dimension, which is a really minute piece of the electromagnetic light spectrum that we can see. So there's things happening all around us. So there's beautiful entities engaging us, helping us. And there's some unseen negative influences that are at play too, that we need to learn to clear, and keep our fields clean.
Have you heard anything about some star seeds being DNA upgraded to be able to demonstrate levitation in public to attract more people to align with source while they can?
Yeah, the DNA upgrades are, the sun is actually doing it, and the higher consciousness and energy. And DNA is always communicating. And so a lot of us have the ancient DNA from the Pleiades, from the Orion system. We've got Anunnaki DNA, which is actually the Lyrian DNA from the ancient Lyrian system. And there's so many different races that have engaged Earth and have their DNA here as well, and they're returning, so that there's a communication going on, because DNA is always communicating. And so we're going through upgrades and changes. The sun itself is upgrading our DNA, with the blasts of flares and coronal mass ejections and everything. Whenever those blasts are hitting, it's not just light you're seeing, it's consciousness and energy is in the light. And so the suns are all communicating with the central sun, which is whatever you call it, God, creator, great spirit for this universe. But I mean, we're all getting those upgrades. Okay, one D line that opens up is telepathy. So we're all becoming more telepathic right now. When somebody's going to call you before they call, and things like that. Or, hey, I got to go call this person. They go, "I've been trying to get a hold of you," or things like that. The other one is being able to see forward or backward in time. You're going to start having visions and memories, past life memories come up, and things like that. And you're going to see future events, and that is kind of like aligned with direct knowing. There's a line that opens up where you have direct knowing, where you can't be lied to anymore, and that's the end of the tyrants right there. That is being activated, telepathy and direct knowing. And people are going, "I am not buying this. I know what's really going on, and it doesn't feel right." And so you can't really be lied to anymore. So that's a big game changer. The salamander gene is being activated, where we can heal ourselves. You can actually regrow a limb when that gets activated. I'm trying to think of the other lines. Clairvoyancy, all clairsentiency, all of that is being activated. And the
Hearing things.
hearing things, clairaudience. And so everybody's different. Everybody's having one or more activated differently. And the levitation, bilocation, all that stuff is being activated. Now the yogis can do this already. Yogis and lamas can levitate, they can bilocate, they can, I mean, I've done it myself, so if I can do it, anybody can do it. I don't have control over it. I can't do it at will, but I have experienced it.
Is there anything specifically for brain cancer?
There's a lot for but I'm not a doctor. I can't really prescribe things, but there is a lot of research going on with everything from blood root to there's a lot of herbal remedies,
Soursop.
soursop, moringa, what else? I'm trying to think. Ivermectin. A lot of people have cured themselves with Finbendazole, I'm not even know if I'm saying that right, and ivermectin, basically. So,
That's a good place to start.
yeah, it's a good place to start. But anyway, do your research on it. Get on the internet and do your research. There's a lot of research on it, but I've watched, I mean, I've done it with deer. I told that story. We had a deer show up and had a big tumor on its side, and it was laying in the garage and it was half dead, and I gave it some oxygen water and ivermectin. And a few days later, that whole tumor just fell off, and it came back. It's been coming back over the years, and comes back and says hi. And now it's got a couple of does with it. So anyway, the thing about animals is they're so subjective. If you see them as whole and healthy, and you're doing things, and you believe it's going to happen, they just totally accept it. They don't have the ego,
It was a big
to do it.
tumor, too.
Yeah, it was
And
huge.
you can't even see, you can see barely a dot
Yeah, you see a
through.
little tiny scar, look where a little
Yeah.
hair is missing. That's it.
Pretty amazing. When a person finds themselves without family, both because of loved ones passing and due to rifts with toxic behavior, what should this solitary time be used for? Will spiritual work bring me to my people?
I tell you what, the universe loves a vacuum. And the more we want, we always say, be the person you want others to be, or do it. Real change starts from within. There's so many cliches about that. But I found out the more I tried to change others, it just didn't work. And the more I just said, as you wish, and went on my own evolution, you might say, and just went on my own path and continued to serve others. They followed. All of a sudden, they're all follow, And so, the more you try to fix things, and that you try to get to people behave in a different way or a certain way, or the more you try to heal others, it just if they're not open to it, it just isn't going to happen. So that's just the way it is. So even your family. I know mothers have a hard time with this with their kids, but their kids, your kids have their own soul. They're going to do their own thing, and they gain wisdom through experience. And some need hard lessons to learn these. They're going to get some hard lessons so they can evolve. It's their walk, and you have to love them, love yourself, cut the cords and let them do whatever they need to do. There's really, that's the thing. This friend of mine was talking to me, and he's going, man, I've tried everything to get this person to wake up. I love him so much. I've tried it, I've done everything. And I said, yeah. I said, sounds like the same thing happening with God, And then they finally got it. They go, yeah, I get it now. And I said, Creator, Great Spirit, and all the beautiful many that are trying to help us right now. We really need to become better listeners and live according to universal law. That's what they're telling us. But Yeah, you can't, it's free will. You can't trespass on free will. And so a lot of those lessons bring you back around to get you back on the path.
Are the custodians whom are under Antarctica part of the light being families?
There's a bunch of mixed stuff going on there in Antarctica. I mean, they're digging up the ancient Lemurian technologies, which are so far advanced than our own. And they're finding everything there. They can find ships underneath the ice. But they're finding the feline beings. They found their bodies. A lot of people got caught when the pole shifted, that the big freeze happened. But there's different groups going on there. The Germans were over there too, and then they, because of their interactions with the in-Earth guys and the Pleiadians, they've shifted and they're not a threat anymore. It's just like the peaceful Lyrians left and colonized the Pleiades. And their homeworld was in disarray because there was all this turf wars and in-house fighting. Same thing happened here on Earth a couple times. And so some of the Germans that went there have, due to their interactions with the Pleiadians and the in-Earth people, evolved, and they're not, everybody goes, they're Nazis and they're bad. Well, they're not. They left that Nazi situation, so it's different. There's a lot of different things going on.
Is the Atlas ship coming at the end of the year? Is it and is it benevolent or malevolent? What do we need to know a part of it about it?
We checked into that ship and it's neutral. They're more like observers. If we rise to the occasion, they'll probably interact with us and assist us out. But right now, they're kind of neutral. And there's a lot of beings like the council ships. They're more an advisory and adding their higher consciousness and energy, which is helping us as a collective to evolve. They're not so much hands-on. The hands-off stuff is happening with the white hats and the Space Force and the Galactic Federation, and that's more of the hands-on stuff. But these guys are adding their consciousness and energy and ushering in universal law, and that's the most powerful way to change a planet, to help a planet heal, and also, too, they're putting an end to this reptilian draconian law that we've been under for so long. I mean, these are eighth dimensional beings, on up all the way up to the 13th dimension.
I wonder, because it seems like more and more ships or beings are coming just watching this neutral. I wonder what it looks like to them, you know?
I'll bet you we have a sitcom called Earth,
Probably.
And
It's
they're
got to be
watching it. They're
fascinating.
probably laughing. They go, "Oh my gosh!" They're trying to go, "Oh no, turn right, turn right." No, don't do that. That's going to create karma. And
Probably like watching a football game or something, and they're throwing stuff and
look behind you. It's like, no, well, he wasn't paying attention. It's just like it's got to be.
that's got to be crazy.
But I asked him one day, "How do you look?" I go, "We like monkeys, And they said, "How do you look upon us?" And they said, "With loving amusement."
Yeah.
And they said, "Because we did the same thing, in part of our evolutionary process."
What do you think about the latest discoveries under the Giza Plateau in Egypt by SAR Doppler radar and the two or three Italians and the new released GPR discoveries under Hawara Trevor Grassi?
Yeah, the Italian discoveries, they found out that underneath the pyramids it was kind of lopsided. No, just kidding.
Oh, James.
Just kidding. I get in trouble. I don't apologize for my bad humor. I have a lot of good friends that are Italians. But anyway, There's so much. There's extreme technology underneath the pyramids. That's the ancient Lyrian technology, and it's frequency generators. The best way I can say it is a lot of it's scalar wave and frequency generators, and using natural elements to do that, which are really powerful, and the Earth's energy. They're using the Earth's energy, which is a giant spinning dynamo. And other elements and things in certain configurations to generate massive amounts of energy, and they're all being activated. It's like they're on, they're being turned on right now. And the guys that built those things are actually returning. So the and it's nothing to fear, unless you're a controller or a tyrant, then you're gonna have problems. There's the halls of Amenti. They found that. They found all these different things recently, but they've been hiding. There's a doorway that goes into the inner earth from the under the Sphinx. There's a doorway that goes all the way to the inner earth there, and there's urns. There's these huge urns with all these scrolls in it, and it's the knowledge of the Atlanteans, and it's all there. I don't know if they've broken it. They probably broke into that already. You couldn't get in. There was a force field there. And I would imagine they figured out a way to get through that.
I was wondering, do you know when the blood looks gold? I guess it's the frequency color, but has that something with the Holy Grail bloodline, Christ's blood?
I don't know exactly, but I do know that, monatomic gold, they were ingesting a lot of gold. And now we have colloidal gold, which I highly recommend. And that could be what's going on. I'm not exactly sure about that. I really haven't seen gold blood. But I haven't seen green blood either, and I know it exists. I'm just not sure about that one. I'll have to look deeper into that.
Is the Galactic Federation of Light legit?
What I think the biggest problem we have is the spokespeople on Earth for like Ashtar or Saint Germain or the Galactic Federation of Light, and a lot of people are untrained. They don't know how to heal unseen negative influences. They don't know how to keep themselves shielded. The discernment is lacking, and so the information coming through is all mixed and messed up. And so so that's what you're going to get, but there is, people say it's a galactic federation, and they say it's the galactic, what's the other one, council, or the galactic, everybody has a different name for it. And so I always say, a lot of times when you hear these names, grab your wallet and run, it's like, but I saw that in the spiritual community. Like Shasta is a good example. It's become a business. It's become a huge business, and it's a multi-million dollar UFO. The whole field of ufology is a multi-billion dollar business. People don't know about that, and they don't. That's why they don't want to give you the answers, because they want to keep you in suspense and keep. They never answer the questions, which is ridiculous. Let's get on with it.
Could you inform us which galactic celestial contacts warrant heightened discernment?
Well, you know what, the reptilians, most of the reptilians just don't have, they don't have the mammalian brain. And so they're all about hierarchy and control and power and force. That's survival. That's the program they're running on. And there's and you know, they and that's a rough one. Now, there probably are some out there that are more evolved, that and maybe some hybrids or things like that. But they if you don't know what you're doing, I would definitely say stay clear of the reptilians, stay clear of the grays, stay clear of the demonic entities. Anything, trust your inner sensitivity, anything. We have a saying, if it doesn't, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. And we teach the techniques on the website. So it's in all my books too. But it's really important. But I would say those three. And then you've got poltergeists, and you've got, there's a lot of creatures that act like children, or they act like they'll be in the forest, and they're like cryptids and things, and they'll go, "Help, help." And you want to go help, or sounds like a woman screaming for help. And you go out there, and here's this skinwalker, or this rake, or something like that. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. So,
What about the mantis?
the mantises are really interesting. People have said some were chipped by the reptilians and under their thing, but I've seen mantises that were translucent and beautiful beings, and I didn't feel threatened by them at all. So there's a lot of, again, it goes back to your inner sensitivity. Be able to feel the nature and intent of an entity, and if it's outside of the universal law. And one thing is really prevalent right now is faker spirits. There's a lot of faker spirits saying, "I'm Jesus," or "I'm this," or "I'm that," and "You're special. You're the chosen one." And they hook you through flattery, and they create a division. They create divisions. Now you're the chosen one, but now you're divided from everybody else. And they really hook the ego, and a lot of narcissists are working with these energies and don't even know it.
I heard that when the Lion's Gate opened up last year, that it stayed opened. It didn't close. What is your insight on this, please?
Yeah, Lionsgate. We did a Lionsgate celebration. We're going to do another one here on 8/8/8 at 8 p.m. We're going to do a gathering and meditation, and we kind of left it open when we did it. But it's a world and personal healing meditation that we do, and so be a good idea to come to that. You'll love it. But it's pretty interesting. A lot of people have spontaneous healings and everything when we do these. But there's a I think that gate, those gates were opened all across the world. There are so many people participating in that. And the felines are coming in strong right now. The lion beings, the humanoid cat beings, they have different names. What was that name? Something, you got a name.
Oh, that—that
No, that was for Bigfoot.
was, yeah, that was Bigfoot.
Another ancient name for Bigfoot. They have all, they call them Narsringa, Narissa. The Peshat, there's 100 different names for them.
Many flat earthers produce evidence based on official planet Earth dimensions data. What if Earth is much, much larger than we've been told?
I do believe the Earth is a lot larger than we've been told. I mean, those maps are ridiculous. It shows America is huge, and then it shows Australia is this little. And Africa is these small little continents, and they're massive compared to the United States. But and the ancient maps have all these other continents on them, and so there it is much bigger than we've been told. There's much more, and there's areas that they don't want us there. They're very advanced beings, and they just don't want us coming in there. But it's definitely bigger. It's not flat because it's. I've seen planets form. I saw Earth forming before it was solid, but they start out as a hot gaseous ball, and they find a cradle orbit, and they start cooling, and centrifugal force throws the heavier elements out to the forming the crust, and it gathers more material and water, and over the years, and it starts cooling, and then eventually you have a planet, and that's how planets form. But it's not even round. It's kind of pear-shaped. It's not exactly round. But we probably have one more, and then we'll have to pull the plug.
Everybody talks about DUMS as deep underground military base. Does that mean the military are doing the bad things to kids in complicity with the DS?
Well, not all the military. There are breakaway elements that have aligned with the reptilians and the grays, and there's a lot of experimentation in these things, and the white hats are actually clearing those out. So it's a combination of things with rogue elements of the military that have aligned with the negative ETs, and they're being cleaned out by the benevolent. are the white hats, the people that operate under universal law are, so that's almost done. There's not much left. I think that's it. I'll do one more.
Okay. Has there been a deal made regarding the Epstein client list, and that's why it's not been released? Or has Trump got cold feet because he is implicated?
Well, I wish I didn't get that. I can't.
Yeah.
That is, that's a whole show. That's a whole show in itself. But look at what's happening. Look who the big fish are going down right now. The Epstein stuff is little fish. The big fish are going down now. The little fish will be dealt with. And that's all I'm going to say on that. But it's not, yeah, it's not
Cliffhanger.
what you see. And there's a bigger plan happening. And it's unstoppable. So, trust in that. But anyway, we got to sign off now. We're out of time, but thanks for listening and share this. Hit the like button and share this with everybody. Get this information out there because we need to know. And we really need to know we have a choice right now as a planet to welcome these beautiful, benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced beings, our ancient ancestors. I call them the beautiful many servants of the one God, the whatever you call it, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And that access point is right here within. So we can all access that and expand our consciousness and become, we can ignite the spark to become the full flame. And that's what it's all about. Anyway, on that note, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and put out the call that you really want to experience these beautiful, benevolent beings that are totally aligned with the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. Good night.
Look at this.
Wow, look at that.
This one, guys, right overhead. It's powering up. Come on, power up.
Power up, power up.
It's already powered up. What else it would be?
It's going so.
You know what? It might be. Oh, look at that. Look. There it is. Yeah, that's bright. Oh, it's got another one in front of it. So there's like three right off the bat.
Oh yeah, there's a the little one right.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, here's another one. It's over the house.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that! They just crossed.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's another. Oh, the little skipper. There's the one skipping under it. It's skipping all over the place and went right under it. Oh, look at that. There's one, two, three, four. I got all four in the same frame.
Yeah,
they all came from like different
stuff. Yeah, they all came and converged. Thank you.
God. Look at that thing. It's powered up right over the house. Wow.
It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's gold color.
That's got to be a mothership. That's
huge. Thing is so bright.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.